Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hello, everyone. This is RBCP, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show for August 19th, 2015. In today's show, which is sponsored by Mark E., I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say his last name, so I'm going to call him Mark E. Anyway, in today's show, we're going to call up city officials in Columbia, Missouri, and we're going to trick them into throwing their microwaves out the window. It's going to be so funny. I can't wait to get started on this. But before we get started on that, I would like to welcome all of our new listeners who have come here from the Columbia Daily Tribune newspaper website, who have found this show because they embedded my video into their article that is just causing a big uproar in their city. So welcome, people of Columbia, Missouri, to the show. We need to talk a little bit about that article before we get started on today's show. So let me pull it up here on the Phone Losers Facebook. What happened is exactly what I knew would happen. Somebody, I don't know, maybe they just did good journalism and figured it out themselves. But I think one of my listeners probably are like, hey, that article you wrote, here's the guy that did it. But there's a new article on the website and on the front page of the paper, by the way. Both of the articles that have been on the website, they have been put on the front page of the actual physical paper. So, yay, we're being featured on Dying Media. But the article says, strange calls about College Avenue Project were a YouTube prank. And used to, right under that part, they had the YouTube video embedded in the article. But I think probably because a lot of people in the comments were pointing out they're giving me free publicity, they took it out this morning. It was just gone this morning. The embed is gone. But the article's still there. It says, a string of potentially illegal harassing phone calls residents received earlier this week were from an Oregon-based group called the Phone Losers of America, which makes YouTube videos of its phone call pranks. Pranks is in quotes. Because I don't know why. This isn't really a prank, so it's in quotes. Some residents who received the calls are not laughing, though. Several said they plan to pursue legal action. Phone Losers of America, which has been active on YouTube since August of 2013, boasts a modest following of 3,500 subscribers. The majority of the YouTube channel's hundreds of videos have been viewed fewer than 2,000 times. I feel like they're just making fun of me right there. And that is just on our secondary channel. Our main channel, by the way, this reminds me, we reached 20,000 subscribers on the main channel, so thank you, everyone who subscribed. It makes me feel not quite as bad when this newspaper article is making fun of me. This is a long article. Am I really going to read all of this? I don't know if I am. The phone calls residents received late Tuesday are chronicled in a video that is part of the group's Snowplow Show series. Viewers of the show submit prank requests for people they would like harassed, and then the show host Brad Carter calls and records the results to post online. According to the video, a student identified as Katie asked Carter to harass local residents because they got upset about the College Avenue Barrier Project. Blah, 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 blah. I don't need to read all this. It talks about how I pose as a city official and a representative of the college, and I harass and swear at residents. And blah, 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 FBI spokesperson, Boone County assistant prosecuting attorney. They get kind of quotes from all these different people trying to figure out if they can come and have me arrested or file a lawsuit or whatever they want to do over basically just a single prank phone call to each of these residents that I called. It's not like I called one person over and over and over on Tuesday. It's just a single phone call. That's okay, right? At the very end, it says, Pat Fowler and Michael Goldschmidt said they want police to investigate the case despite finding out that the calls were pranks. I am trying to wrap my brain around the fact that somebody does this either as his hobby or occupation, Fowler said. She's probably listening to the show, so hi, Pat. And you would think that Michael Goldschmidt would not want to press forward with this because he's the one that made up the lie about me threatening to destroy his house and cause him bodily harm, which, now that there are recordings out there of me not doing that, Isn't he worried about being called out on his lie? But I don't know, I guess not. He thinks he can just convince everyone that I edited that part out. Because we all know that I love to threaten people and threaten to blow up buildings and stuff. And then just edit it out of the final show. That's what I do here. But the great thing about the article is, of course, once again, the comments. The comments are amazing. They're even better than last time. And I'm not going to read all of them, but I am just going to skim through them here real quick. A guy named Matt says, I'm a big stupid jerk, and I probably really scared those poor people, and they should lock him up in the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility. That's one of the worst prisons out there, reserved for the most heinous of crimes. Let him give somebody the snake eyes there. Katie Cat says, this makes me so mad I might just throw a Go Cup out the window. Katie Cat goes to the Go Cup store. A guy named Caleb, I think he might just be a local, he says, I don't understand the people getting worked up about this. It's pretty funny. And he isn't doing any harm at all. The You Stole Your Pin one was my favorite. So that's pretty great if I get a sudden influx of listeners from the Columbia, Missouri area. Hopefully Caleb will be listening from now on. Hey, Caleb. There's a big rant by some guy named Curtis Lee Jones who points out that Michael Goldschmidt lied to the newspaper and possibly the police because he said that I threatened to destroy his house and cause him bodily harm. And then Pat Fowler jumps in and says that I admit in the show that I edit things. So clearly I just edited out the part where I said I was going to destroy his house and cause him bodily harm. Oh, and then Frank D'Amato says to Pat, way to preach when we all know you drive on your cell phone and don't use a headset. Frank D'Amato is my favorite poster on all of these comments. No offense to the rest of you. A guy named James says, you think phone tracers can stop Brad? Ah! Sorry, that was a horrible impression of that guy's laugh. Don Fickle says, everyone in the group, in the PLA group, hundreds, maybe even thousands, are all called Brad Carter. You will never stop all the Brad Carters out there. Even Anonymous fears him. Caitlin says, what I find the funniest is that for a few people who were harmlessly inconvenienced, this practical joker will now get a lot of attention and traffic to his YouTube videos. Which I didn't. I mean, I think at the most, maybe I got 100 hits from the newspaper website. So they're making fun of my hits, but they didn't even generate any real traffic to my video. Yeah, I'm looking right now. 2,600 views on that video. So they pushed me over 2,000 at least. They were making fun of me for not hitting 2,000 on my videos. The one before that, it just has 2,000 views. So maybe they got 600 people to listen to my show. That was really nice of them. Thank you, Columbia Daily Tribune. Ted says, I saw this article and I thought the video was hilarious. I'm now a fan of the phone losers. These neighborhood idiots don't have a sense of humor. If someone prank called me, I would not press charges. What low-life scumbags that can't take a joke. Joshua says, is this the same guy that was doing parkour through all the yards in the neighborhood? Chris Monday says, I will offer 15 Ellerbucks for Barbara's Buffalo. I think some comments got deleted because there were some really hilarious comments, and I'm almost certain they're gone now. I remember one in particular by Frank D'Amato was just amazing, but I don't see it on here anymore. I think it got deleted. Damn newspaper, they're censoring our freedom of speech. There was a lot better stuff on here yesterday. I wish I would have done a show yesterday so I could have quoted those instead. Oh yeah, the very last comment on here is from Caitlin. Let's give a hand yet again to the Columbia Tribune, who have removed several comments. She says it was originally about 46 comments and it's down to 23 now. And removed the link to the video. And she provides a link to the video. Thank you, Caitlin. Are you hiding the truth? Trying only to get your agenda across? For shame, Columbia needs a newspaper that can be trusted to tell the whole truth, if it's going to be told at all, and that's obviously not the case. And then there's a guy named Freddy who says, wow, Columbia Tribune, yet again you removed the black man's comment and only my comment. I be sorry, massa. Glory hole cover-up confirmed. I'm kind of thinking that's maybe one of our listeners. Yeah, that really sucks. They got rid of all the comments. There were so many references to PLA calls and other things that you guys would have loved. I hope you guys got to see them at least. But they apparently don't like humor in Columbia, Missouri. I will, of course, provide a link to this article in the show notes. So go to phonelosers.org to look at the show notes and see the article and read all of the hilarious comments if they don't delete them by then. And try not to worry about me. I will do my best not to get arrested by the Columbia, Missouri Police Department. They're probably on their way over already, but, you know, it takes a couple days for them to drive that far, all the way to Albany, Oregon. Wow, that was a long intro. I'm not going to do any more updates of any kind. Oh, except to say that my latest audio file storage thing suddenly didn't work out. I don't know why. They just kind of deleted my account. But I fixed all the links, and I've just got them hosted on my own servers again. And it's just this year's files. I have all of this year up, but anything from 2014 or earlier, you're not going to be able to listen to those unless you go on the YouTube channel. So, still working on the archive thing. I think I have another idea, and this time it's going to work for sure. But if you're getting a 404 error, just refresh things or unsubscribe from the podcast and then resubscribe to it, and it should work then. Because Spreaker, they're a bunch of jerks. Today's show is a live show that I did earlier today, this evening, actually. It's kind of late right now. But this is a live show I did with some homeowners association numbers. It's the same list that I've been doing for the past several shows. And that's why everyone on the list didn't answer or they knew what was going on. And I want to just preface this by saying the lady is pretending to have a heart attack. I didn't think she was during the call, but after re-listening to it, I'm nearly certain. Everyone on this list has been warned about the calls, and I think she was just pulling a Pierce Hawthorne and pretending to have a heart attack. She probably does the same thing when telemarketers call, just to make them feel bad. But don't think I'm a horrible person. The lady is faking. I mean, she doesn't actually have a heart attack, but she's just pretending to have heart problems. I did cut a ton of material out of the show. The live show that I did this evening, it lasted about 2.5 hours, and I've cut about 1.5 hours off of it. There was tons of ringing phones and quite a few pranks that didn't work out. But I love you guys, and that's why I cut all that stuff out, so you don't have to listen to it. Here it is. I still have this list of homeowners that I've been doing for the past 3 shows or so, and I'm down to the ends, so I guess that means I'm halfway through it. I think I'm more than halfway through it, though. I'm starting on the ends, though. I finished up the M's last time, and I thought I'd just do it live on the air, since nobody else is on the air. So that's what we're going to do. So if anyone wants to give ideas in the chat room, feel free to. Otherwise, I'm just going to spout randomness or something, I don't know. We can pretend to be with the Homeowners Association, or we can be a neighbor looking at the stars in their lawn, losing my wedding ring in their yard. Jesus Jones wants me to say I'm calling in reference to Ashley Madison. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Oren?
Yeah?
Hi, this is David from Ashley Madison. And I just wanted to give my personal apologies to Ed, because, the list was released and his name's on it and everything. And do you know if he's going to be...
I don't think so.
Do you know if he's going to be suing us? That's a strong marriage. She didn't even question it. What? Ed's on Ashley Madison? Nope, she immediately knew it was bullshit. Good for them.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Sandhu?
Yes, please. Who's this?
Oh, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
You know the Homeowners Association?
Yes, I know. Which home?
You sound so confused.
You know, I'm getting old. Yeah, you have not received the... I never miss my train.
Oh, no, you made...
Oh, I missed it?
No, you made your payment. I just needed to I need to let you know. You need to remove all of the grass out of your yard, because we want you to replace that with rocks.
What?
We want you to remove all of the grass from your lawn.
Why?
Well, because we're having a drought, and the grass just eats up the water, and it doesn't really provide, you know, anything, it doesn't do anything good for us, so we're just going to get rid of all of the
grass. Excuse me, I speak English, but can you explain to me which grass you're talking about?
All of the grass in your lawn.
And who's going to replace the new grass?
Oh, we're not going to put new grass. We're just going to put rocks. We're going to put gravel.
You know, just around my house?
Yes, all around your house. And the sides, the back, and the front. It's just going to be...
Why?
It's going to be dirt and gravel.
Why?
Because there's a drought. We don't have enough water. And we're doing our...
We don't have enough water?
Yeah, we're doing our part to help with the drought, which means we're going to get rid of all the grass.
Sir, I really don't know. I have to come to the city. You know how much it's going to cost me to replace the grass?
Oh, no, we'll put the rocks and dirt in your lawn to replace the grass. You just need to take the grass out.
You know what? I come to the city. I'll give you the number. I come to the city tomorrow. And then, you know, my son will call you to make understand. Why did I sign this when I buy this Hold on, excuse me. I think I don't have.
Are you okay?
I take medicines. No, I'm okay. Geez. I'm old, you know. No. You're talking about front of the house. You're talking about the back.
Oh, you know what? Look at that. I have the wrong house. It's not your house. It's someone else's house. I made a mistake. I feel so stupid.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. I made a mistake. Stupid.
What is your name? It's a city.
My name's Roy.
Which house you talking about, hon? It's okay. Calm down, you know?
I'm gonna hit myself in the head. Stupid.
No. Hello, don't hang up on me. It's rude.
Oh, no, I'm not hanging up.
Because I'm going to call. If you hang up on me, I'm going to go to the city for complaint. Somebody threatening me.
Don't complain.
I'm a stroke patient. And then you have to take it easy.
Christ.
What job you do?
Oh, no, I meant to do someone over on. You're on the wrong street, so you're fine.
I am living in the subdivision, but which house you talking about?
The street is, but you live on street.
Oh.
So it's okay. You can keep your lawn. It's someone else's lawn I was thinking of.
No, please don't. You gave me the heart attack. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, don't have a heart attack, ma'am.
Yes, it is heart attack. You know, I'm an old 68-year-old lady.
Oh, that's not that old.
And the city has to put, you know, give me your full name, please.
Roy.
Did you send the letter before? Did you send the letter?
No. Hello? We won't send you a letter because we made a mistake.
It's all right, but you're supposed to send the letter. But I have your phone number now.
Yeah, you do.
You know, well, okay, can you tell me the street is?
Oh, you know, it's...
In this subdivision?
Yeah, in your subdivision. It's down the street from you.
Okay, let me tell me Meadowbrook. Where is the Meadowbrook?
Oh,
it's
God,
in the
who cares?
Side?
Look, I got to move on. I have other people to call over. I'm going to call people over on and make them get rid of their lawns.
So you sure it's not drive? You sure?
Yeah, definitely not you. I made a mistake.
Okay, I'm going to give you another number. Excuse me, sir.
Oopsie.
Sir, I'm going to give you another number because now everything taking care I give my kids. I cannot handle the calls, okay?
Oh, well, no.
So I'm going to give you another number.
Blah, blah, blah. Huh? No, we're all done. We're finished. Everything's fine. It was a mistake. Oopsie.
It's easy to say I did a mistake in America and sorry.
Can you accept my apology, please?
I know. It's okay.
Oh,
it's
thank
right.
you so much.
It's all
okay.
right. But next time, yep. please
next
send
time,
the letter first.
I won't make a mistake.
No, don't
I'll send
call.
A letter.
Do
and
not.
I won't call. And I'll call
thank
your son.
You. You're doing all right. for our safety.
Bye.
And
I love you. Oh my gosh, I almost gave a lady a heart attack. Worst show ever, you guys. That almost heart attack was brought to you by Illegal Smile. It was his idea. Thanks, Illegal Smile, for almost killing a lady.
Hello?
Hi, Sarah? Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I needed to let you know that we're making everyone in the neighborhood get rid of their lawns, like all of the grass. And we're going to...
Oh, you're the guy who's scamming everyone.
Scamming everyone? What does that mean?
Oh, yeah. You told skinny boys they were too fat. You're scamming everyone.
Skinny boys?
You got to quit doing that.
Who are skinny boys?
You got to quit doing that.
I don't remember this call about the skinny boys.
You gotta quit it, okay?
No, I'm serious, though. We're gonna be replacing your lawn with rocks?
No, you're not, and you gotta quit calling everyone.
All right, I'm gonna quit starting now.
Wait. Give me a phone callback number. I'll have the police call you.
No, it's on your caller ID. Have them call that number.
No, it's not, because you're not Roy. That's not the number that showed up. So give me a callback number, and I'll have the police call you.
I'm not gonna do it. You can't make me.
Yeah, but... I'm on a do not call list, so you're not supposed to call me.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think that pertains to prank callers.
Well, you gotta quit doing prank
callers. It's just for telemarketers, so it's okay. I can call you.
No, it's for prank calls, too.
No. It doesn't say anything about prank calls on that list. That's just for telemarketers and politicians and stuff.
No, that's not true.
No, it is. I know the law. I'm a lawyer, you know.
And you're not a lawyer, and you're not who you said you are, Roy.
My dad's a policeman.
No, he's not. You're a liar.
He is so? How do you know my dad's not a policeman?
Because everything that comes out of your mouth is a lie.
Then why are you asking for my number? You know I'm not going to give you the real one. Oh, she hung up. All right, I think... Well, no, I'm going to finish this list. I'm close to the end. I'm going to keep at it. Who did I just talk to? I shouldn't wait so long in between all of these. So I wonder what they did. Did they send out a newsletter or an email?
Hello?
Hello, Norm?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steven from the Homeowners Association.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. I just needed to let you know we're going to be removing all of the lawns in the neighborhood because of the drought. But you're going to be responsible for removing the lawn, but we're going to replace it for you with rocks. It's going to be like nice landscaping rocks, like brown ones.
This is a joke, right?
No, of course not. It's because of the drought. And a lot of neighborhoods around the state are doing this now. They're just kind of... Because the grass, it doesn't really provide anything for us. It doesn't give us oxygen, does it? So we're just going to get rid of the grass so you people don't have to water their grass anymore, and we're going to have rocks.
Yeah. Have a good time. Bye-bye.
But, sir... All right. I don't think he bought it. I love the idea, illegal smile. I really want that one to work. I bet the whole neighborhood has a system where, like, you know, on the machine, I'm supposed to say a code word, and the code word means to pick up the phone, and only the people in the neighborhood have the secret code word. I think that's what's going on right now. But we only have, like, 10 numbers left on this entire list, and then I'm all done. And I don't know what's going to happen then. I might be done. Yeah, I'm going to see if I have another list. I probably do. People love to send me homeowners lists. Or I could go back to the Columbia, Missouri crosswalk list. That would be kind of amusing, really, to get busted by all of them. Everyone I call, I read the newspaper today.
Hello.
Hello, Rena?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, Rena.
Oh, hey, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you know that... we're going to be replacing your lawn with rocks starting this week. We're going to be ripping out all of the grass.
Who you talk to is Dean, the one who...
Yeah, Dean's going to come over and rip out the... I can barely hear you. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm washing my clothes.
Oh.
Let's move to another room.
Speakerphone is horrible.
Is Dean deal we do with something about my lawn?
No, we're going to be removing your lawn. We're taking your lawn away.
I'm the owner of the house. How can I don't know anything?
Well, it's a homeowners association thing. We're going to replace your lawn with grass. I mean, no. Oh. We're going to replace your lawn with rocks.
I still not get it.
We're gonna replace your lawn with a bunch of gravel, you know, like rocks.
Yeah.
It's gonna look.
And who permitted you to do that?
Well, no, it's just a homeowners association rule. We're gonna take out everyone's lawn. No one's gonna have a lawn.
Everybody around here.
Yeah, there's not gonna be lawns in this neighborhood anymore. We're just gonna have rocks and dirt.
Well, what about my plant?
You can keep 3 plants.
Oh.
And you can keep your trees.
Small plant has to remove, right?
Well, you can put them in pots and bring them inside the house.
Oh. Is this Medicine High City?
Medicine High City? What? That sounds like a weed store.
No, I all of a sudden you call me, you're going to take my lawn away and put the rock on it. I have to pay something, or you do for...
Oh, no, it's all free. We're going to replace your lawn with dirt for free. Dirt and rocks.
Oh.
But it'll look really pretty.
Okay. You know what? I did talking about that, but I did not decide, and because I don't have money. So you call me, you're going to put on, and it's so confusing.
Money for what?
From my lawn.
Oh, no. See, you'll never have to mow your lawn again because you're not going to have a lawn. It's just going to be rocks.
What idea coming up? Or everybody have to take the grass out?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone in the neighborhood, we're going to remove their grass.
Oh, okay. What day is that?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
Wow.
Tomorrow,
okay,
everyone.
Okay, I will be home. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to remove your grass. We're just going to put concrete down, so you can park anywhere on your lawn. It's going to be really convenient.
Cool. What about the sidewalk in the front?
You're not going to be able to tell where the sidewalk is because the lawn's going to be concrete.
I mean, the other side of the sidewalk next to the big street.
Yeah. It's going to look just like your lawn. It's just going to be concrete.
Ah, I love that.
Yeah, it'll be
okay,
great.
Okay, I will be home tomorrow. What time you start?
Six in the morning.
Ha! Ah.
Okay, eight in the morning then.
Okay, thank you so much.
Well, you don't have to be awake for it. We're just going to rip out your lawn. It's fine.
I have one pine tree in the middle of my lawn.
We're going to cover...
Pine tree?
Oh, yeah, well, you can keep that. Yeah, we'll just pour concrete around it and rocks and dirt.
Cool. That's a good idea. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
See you tomorrow, then.
Okay, see you tomorrow. Have a nice night.
Mm-hmm. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She knew it was fake. Everyone's on to me. That whole heart attack thing, that was fake. I'm going to leave that in the show. Screw it. That wasn't a real heart attack. These people are all on to me. I think I'm just going to be finished with this one. There's like less than 10 numbers left. Or I don't know. Here, let me call like three more. I'm going to call three more. First, I'm going to call... No. Fuck it. No. Because they all know. That lady that I talked to... One of my number, she's probably calling and warning everyone on the list because she knows I'm going alphabetically. So I'm done with this one. Let's play some music of some sort while I don't know. I'm gonna see what other lists I have. So I'll be right back. So, I found another homeowner's list that somebody sent me. Let's see who it was. A guy named Bernie. He sent me 22 pages of homeowner stuff. And this one looks kind of like it's not a directory for the people. It's a directory for... Wait a minute. Are these employees? I'm confused now. These people have positions. I'm confused about this list all of a sudden. Anyway, Bernie sends me this list. It looks like it's a bunch of different homeowners associations. It has the organization name, then it has the residence, first and last name, their address. But then they have a position, and some of them say president, some say manager/management, company, vice president, board member, treasurer. But then some of them are blank. Like, half of them have a title. Half of them say president, it looks like. So I'm confused. I'm just going to ignore that part of the list. So I'm going to call some of these people and just kind of continue where I left off. This is 22 pages of really small type. Like, this is a really huge list. I doubt I'll ever get through it all. But here it goes. Let's start over. Let's pretend the first 48 minutes of the show didn't really happen. I didn't really give a lady a heart attack.
Hello?
Hi, is Sylvia around? I mean, Cannon, hello. Are you Sylvia?
This is she.
Oh,
yeah.
You sound like a man. I'm sorry. This is John from the Homeowners Association.
From what Homeowners Association?
You know, the one that Hills.
We don't have a Homeowners Association.
You're not related to Allen Hills or Cary Hills Homeowners Association?
Yes.
Yes, you are now?
I am president of the community group.
Oh, well, isn't that fancy?
But we don't have... What do you need?
Well, I was just calling to tell you about a rule you're breaking. Does that not work?
What rule is that?
Well, you said you're not with the Homeowners Association?
No, wait a minute. What rule are we breaking?
Well, you said you're not with the Homeowners Association. Maybe I made a mistake.
No, tell me. I'm president of the community group.
Oh, okay. But do you belong to Homeowners Association where you live? Because you're
we
like
we have a community group.
Well, you're on Road, right?
Correct.
Why are you giving me such a hard time, Jesus?
Well, you said you keep saying, you know, we're breaking a rule. I want to know what rule we're breaking.
Well, before I get to that, I needed to let you know that we're going to be removing your lawn because of the rule breaking. You've lost your lawn privileges. So we're taking away all of your grass?
Bet me.
What? What?
I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we're going to be removing your lawn. You've lost your lawn privileges.
Okay, what kind of joke is this?
Oh, it's not a joke, ma'am. It's because you parked your car backwards on the driveway. You know, it's supposed to be facing...
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's supposed to be facing forward, and you had it backwards in there.
I have it full to the house.
I know, but you're supposed to have it facing forward. You had it facing backwards.
You are full of mud.
Full of mud? No, you're full of mud.
Who am I talking to?
This is Roy Gerbel. I'm with the Homeowners Association. And I'm way above you if you think you're a president.
Who am I talking to?
I already told you, Roy Gerbel.
Where do you live?
I think you're full of mud. How do you like that?
That's fine. I may be.
Okay, well... I don't know. We're going to be taking away your lawn, though, because of the whole car ordeal.
Okay, you go ahead.
And we're going to be replacing your lawn with rocks.
You go ahead if you think you can do that.
Oh, no, we're allowed to. We're the Homeowners Association. We can do whatever we want.
Yep, I believe that, too.
And you know women can't be on the committee, right?
Yep. Oh, I know all about that. I've been out here since 1970.
Well, did you trick them into thinking you're a man?
No, I just have a very husky voice.
No, I'm talking about you're just not allowed to be a woman on the committee. That's not allowed.
Okay.
What do you think this is?
I think this is a big joke.
I think you're full of mud.
Probably.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to be removing your lawn first thing in the morning.
Okay, where do you live?
No more grass for you.
Where do you live?
I'm over on Bywood Lane.
You're not even in this neighborhood.
You're not in this neighborhood. Your mom's not in this neighborhood.
My mom was born and raised in Catawba County. She's dead.
Yeah, so she's not in the neighborhood, right? I was right. Take that.
That's fine. I don't know what kind of joke you're trying to play, but it's okay.
I know. I was just kidding around. I'm just joshing.
Like I said, it's okay.
I know. I was just joshing with you.
Yep. I mean, you know.
We're not really going to take your lawn away.
Oh, you can't. We don't have an HOA.
Even though you do park your car backwards.
Well, I don't back in my driveway.
I know.
Never have and never will.
You're like a hobo that way.
I'm unloading.
You're like a hobo that way.
That's right.
Not parking the right way.
The least I have to walk, the better off I am. And if I back it in, I got to come around the car to get my house.
I know. That sucks. But you could use the exercise.
Well, that I can definitely use.
Yep. We all could, right?
Yep, I don't know. There's several in this community that's skinny as a rail, so no, they probably couldn't.
You should make fun of them. They have cancer.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. I know everyone in the community.
Oh, no, you don't.
I know everyone.
Okay, who lives next door to me?
I don't have to tell. I'm not giving away personal information. What are you, an identity thief?
I know probably more people in this neighborhood than you do.
Oh, who lives next door to you then? Tell me.
You're the one brought this up. You started it.
Well, come on. Tell if you know so many people, who lives next door to you?
Brian Perkins.
No, wrong.
Okay.
See, you don't know anyone. You're just making up names now.
What kind of joke are you trying to play?
I don't know.
Are you just Are you bored, or and this is the best thing you know?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm sorry. I'll cut it out now. I'll let you go. It sounds like you have a lot to do.
I don't have anything to do, but I'd sure like to know who you are and where you live.
I live with Brian.
And why you're trying to yank my chain?
I live with Brian next door. I stay in the...
No, you don't.
No, I sleep on his couch.
No, you don't.
He doesn't tell anyone because it's against the rules.
Oh, come on. Don't give me that.
All right, I'm going to...
I've known Brian since he was 4 years old.
No, I've known him since he was two.
Don't give me that kind of garbage.
I've known him since he was two.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay, what's he do for a living?
Oh, what are you trying to do, steal his identity? You going to ask me for a social security number next?
No, but you don't know him, or you would know what he does.
Oh, I know what he does for a living. I bet you don't. I bet you don't know what he does for a living.
Yes, I do.
Oh, what's he do then?
I also know his mother and daddy, and I'm not going to tell you what he does for
a
living.
Oh, you're not going to tell me because you don't know.
You're calling me a liar.
You just sound like a scammer.
You just call me a liar.
This is like a scam call. This is one of those scam calls I read about in the paper.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I tell you what. You want to pull all kind of pranks, you go ahead.
Okay.
Number one, you don't know what you're talking about. We don't have an HOA. Yes, I am president of the community group. And yes, I do know who my neighbors are.
Whatever.
And yes, I probably know about 80% of the people in Allen Hills, Cary Hills.
Oh, so you don't know all of them.
I know what most of them do. So if you got any more wisecracks to make.
You sound nosy.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think I'm done with the wisecracking and the chain yanking right now.
Well, I think you're just somebody that has so bored and you picked a name and you decided to try to yank my chain.
It's
so,
true.
Tell you
I'm
what
sorry.
You do. You have a good night.
I will.
And if you decide that you want to talk to me like a decent human being without pulling pranks, you're welcome to call back. If not, don't call me.
I won't. Okay. Well, say hi to Brian for me next time you see him.
You won't. How am I going to say hi when you won't even tell me who you really are?
Oh, no. I'm Roy. I told you. My name's Roy. Just tell him Roy said hello. He'll be like,
good
you mean...
night.
Brian will be,
good night.
You mean like the guy
good
on my
night.
Couch? All right, bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, that was weird. I don't think this list is going to go anywhere, because this is not a homeowners association list. This is something else. This is like an employee list. This is like whoever sent me the church directory recently, and it wasn't church members, it was just like... list of the deacons and the pastors and stuff. So, now what am I going to do?
Hey, Brad, I was just thinking to myself, perhaps on your next couple of shows, when you have a list of Homeowners Association clients,
mm-hmm.
you should demand, no, command, that they play What's in My Chimney. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, I'll do that. Probably 90% of the listeners don't know what you're talking about. But if you want to be clued in, go to my personal YouTube channel, youtube.com/RBCP, and you too can play What's in My Chimney.
Hey, Brad, this is a fan of yours, and I've been looking to see your shows for quite a while, man.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to ask you a question. Do you remember the prank call from, December? I remember it was December, right? And you called the lady. And she called her because she was about DA. She was a pothead girl, whatever. And you thought it was kind of weird. She didn't really get freaked out. But you remember that? You remember that girl? Yeah, that was a friend of mine. I set that up. I'm a David dude. You know what I mean? And I just want to let you know that I appreciate you doing that for me. And I'll send you that prank request. I hope you do in the future. And, I don't know. Bye. See you later, Brad. Keep up good work.
Bye. I think you could have cut the time on that voicemail in half if you hadn't done the crazy voice. What'd you say? She was a pothead girl? I'm actually not too sure which one that was, but I have a horrible memory. I never can remember anything. such as, what show did the lady sing the hymn to me in? Not a single person has told me where that came from, and somebody needs to figure that out and let me know, so I can play the hymn for you guys, the beautiful church hymn.
Hey, Brad, I just found out that Kmart does some kind of leasing option for stuff like refrigerators and appliances, so I don't know, maybe you could just call up Kmart and give us some of the numbers from the people they leased. Just letting you know, man.
That could be fun. That's good to know. Kmart leases refrigerators.
Hey, Brad. It's John. Again.
Hey.
Turn to Gloria.
What? Gloria,
so
what?
So I just saw your new video thing that you've been doing with, what's his face? I think it was, no,
Dwight?
Wait.
Carlito?
Just saw that new video thing that you did for Calls of Mass Confusion. I'd say I am really impressed with what you're doing.
Well, it's not what I'm doing. It's G-Ad. G-Ad's the one doing all this stuff. The guy whose name you can't remember. This is all his idea. He's the one putting his safety at risk by going into the war zones. Sorry, I'll stop ranting.
Quick suggestion, though. Actually, not a real suggestion. I like what you guys are doing so far, but I was thinking maybe you could try maybe expanding from like places like Kmart and Sears and shopping centers, and maybe go for something a lot bigger, like maybe Chuck E. Cheese or one of those amusement parks and expo places. You know, just call and say that you guys are planning a small convention party, kids' birthday party, and it has to be a really stupid thing like cactuses or giant blow-up balls or something. I don't know. Just come up with something really stupid. Try to see if you could like prank call those places and film the reactions.
Yeah.
And believe me, seeing someone being prank called at Chuck E. Cheese could be pretty hilarious, depending on how you pull off. Just saying.
Yeah, thanks for the suggestion. We will keep that in mind. We've got a lot of other stuff planned. We're not just doing yard sales and convenience stores. We've done a few other things, and we've got a few other things planned. But we're still taking suggestions. If anyone wants to send an email or leave a comment or whatever, we would be happy to steal your ideas.
Hi, RoboCop. This is Carl. That's what RBCP really stands for, right? RoboCop?
Of course.
I have to tell you a secret, but only if you promise not to tell anyone. I have a huge crush on Gloria. Do you think
Aww.
She would snuggle my cactus?
I'm sure she would.
Okay, gotta go. Thanks. Bye.
I won't tell a soul, I promise.
Roy, them old school ICP logos are dope. You should go to the gathering. I would love to see some phone losers pranks at the gathering of the Juggalo 17th annual next year. You should go.
Okay, I'll be there. I'll be at the gathering. As much as I hate ICP fans, I would go to the gathering if I still lived in Illinois. I'm assuming it's still held there.
Brad is the shit. Okay, bye.
You're a shit.
Hey, Brad, it's Olga again.
Hi, Olga.
I forgot to say something in my last voicemail to you. I was watching our little DDR video, and I just realized something. You told me to make sure that you didn't forget your keys. Because, you know, you'd, like, put your keys on the thing so that, you know, they wouldn't fall out while you're hopping around. And I totally forgot to tell you to take them. So
God
I hope
damn
you
it.
Took them.
No.
You know, do you have your keys, Brad? Do you have them? Did you
yeah,
lose them?
Yeah, thanks.
Just making sure. I mean, I guess you drove home, so you probably have
No,
them.
I had to take the train all the way back there and get my keys because I forgot them because you didn't remind me.
But, you know, don't forget your keys, okay? Don't forget your keys.
Thanks.
Sorry.
A lot of good that does me now. So does that mean you left another voicemail? I don't know. I'm just kind of skipping around on all the voicemails and just playing stuff randomly. I don't think I see another one in here from you. I'll probably find it next time. Sorry, Olga. I really need to do a voicemail episode. All right, that's enough voicemails for today. Let's get back to the live show that happened earlier this evening. Okay, I think I found something. It looks like someone named Jameson sent me an email, really long email with some attachments. So at first she sent me a really huge list. It's 9,000 names and phone numbers of customers of a pet shop. And I have like their pets' names and which vaccinations the pets got and what the pets The gender, I don't know. I'm not going to do that one. It's, for one thing, it's a huge list. But also, I don't know, I can just see that one turning bad. I'll do that one some other day, some other night. But I don't know, I'll probably regret doing it. But anyway, she also attached a homeowners association thing. Or is it a he? I don't know. Jameson, sorry if I called you a girl. It has 96 customer names and addresses on it, so it's kind of short. I probably won't do all of them tonight. And he lied. There's not really 96, there's more like 70. I knew a Jameson that was a female, okay? So, let's just do this again. The third and final attempt of a list that I've been sent. I really want to tell someone that I'm taking their lawn away.
Hello?
Hello, Gail?
Yes?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And I needed to let you know we're going to be replacing your lawn. We're going to start tomorrow. We're going to take out all the grass and just replace it with rocks and stuff. It's like landscaping.
Wait, all our grass?
Yeah, front, back, and sides. We're going to... It's to help with the drought, so people don't water their lawns.
Wait a minute, so we're not going to have any grass in front of our house?
No, it's just going to be rocks. It's going to be really nice rocks, like different shades of brown and white.
Wait a minute, I don't want that.
Well, no, we're doing that to the whole neighborhood. There's not going to be any grass in the neighborhood at all anymore.
You're kidding me.
Well, it's because of the drought, and a lot of people are watering their lawns, and we can't make them stop. So we're just going to eliminate the problem, which is the grass. Because the grass, it doesn't really do anything. Grass is basically, it's just there to show off. Like, hey, look at my lawn, you know?
I know, but who wants to, well, it actually does have a problem because I have a dog.
Well, the dog can poop in the rocks, right?
Do we not have a choice about this because I don't want it?
No, we really have, we're doing this for the whole neighborhood. We're not charging you anything.
I cannot believe this.
You're not going to be charged a thing. We're just going to take.
I don't care about the charge. I want my grass. I want a lawn.
Are you offering to pay for this?
No.
Okay.
I would prefer you not to do anything to my lawn.
Yeah, you are going to have to water the rocks, though, just at first.
I don't even water my grass.
Well, you know, while the rocks settle into the new environment.
I cannot believe this. They're replacing every front lawn with rocks, the Homeowners Association.
What? They can do that.
Oh,
well,
here, hold on. It's someone else.
Hello?
Hey, Keith. It's Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Hi.
Yeah, I just needed to let you know we're well, she already explained it to you, right? We're going to be removing the lawn.
But I don't think you can't just tell us you're replacing our grass.
Well, no, it's part of the Homeowners Association rules, and it's because of the drought. You know, the drought's a nationwide problem. We really need to do something about it, and we're just trying to do our part by getting rid of all the grass in the neighborhood.
And who voted on this? Just the board voted on this without running this by any of the homeowners?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's in your contract. You know, we can take away the grass if we want to.
The Homeowners Association can do that.
Yeah, well, we're not going to charge you anything. It's completely free. We're going to replace it with really nice...
I want grass. I don't want to be... you're saying it's not going to charge me anything, but my dues are going towards it. I assume you're taking the funds out of my dues for however many years.
Yeah, well...
I imagine, you know, something like this significant, I would think you would want to tell all the homeowners you're doing it, and if they wanted to come out for a vote, they'd do it.
Well, because they'd probably vote against it, though.
In other words, they're shoeing their foot, I would think that's how you'd want to be treated, too.
Well, no, I'm fine with it. They're going to
do
my lawn.
Well, I know you are, obviously. You're on the board, and you voted for it.
Yeah.
But I'm not on the board, and I'm just been called at night and told me that you're coming in unilaterally doing something that's pretty significant.
Yeah. Well, you know, your dog can poop on the rocks. It's fine.
I know that, but it's not just a dog. It's just a significant change that I would think that if you weren't on a board and a homeowner association came to you, you'd say, wouldn't it have been nice if you had a meeting and all the homeowners came and if anyone wanted to raise some issues, they could have and been heard
probably,
as opposed to have been mandated
they'd
to.
They'd probably vote against it is the problem.
What?
They probably would have voted against that.
And so instead of doing something democratic, which you were elected by, right? You're an elected board just like our government is, right? You're just unilaterally doing something because it would have been voted down. That's horrible. That's a terrible attitude.
Okay. Well, the earth, you know, the earth is in big trouble. You know, there's a drought and there's all this climate change, and we got to just start doing something about it.
I understand. So if you want to, you can go protest. But when you start coming into my life, right, and dictating to me what I do, right, if I come and say, hey, you know, you shouldn't be driving cars, so I come into your house and I destroy your vehicle because it's gas, not electric, you'd be pissed.
Well, we wouldn't do something like that. No, it's just your lawn.
But you're mandating to me how to live my life. And that's not, that
no,
is not right.
No, it's just
you
a
have
lawn.
An objection to it. There are things in life that I object to, too, but I don't come into your house and impose my will on you.
All right. Well, we just need to do something about
this
drought.
You think that the world, you view the world as having a problem. I don't necessarily disagree with you on a world problem, but you're now imposing your solution on everyone in the neighborhood.
Okay. Well, we're not going to tear up your car, you idiot. It's just your grass. That's
well,
all.
Well, calling me an idiot, that's not really, I don't think I'd said anything mean to you. So you're showing me how you've gone down the road of now being
oh god
right?
Shut up, just shut
personally
up
insulting.
Listen, it doesn't matter. I'm just letting you know it's a courtesy call and we're gonna be
if you touch my lawn, right?
Well, it's basically
I
our
and many
lawn.
Of the other homeowner association and the lawyers will be getting together and we'll be addressing this appropriately.
Okay, well, the lawns are all going to be finished before you even get around to doing that.
When is this supposedly happening?
It's starting tomorrow. We're going to start ripping up all the lawns in the neighborhood.
You're coming tomorrow and touching my lawn tomorrow.
Well,
I guess
not
I'll
your
have
lawn.
To.
It's the homeowners association's lawn.
No. It's actually my lawn.
Oh,
the homeowners association doesn't own my lawn. The homeowners association has rules with which, for example, there's architectural harmony. See, I'm a lawyer. I know this stuff.
Oh.
Okay, and I've read them. Okay, so I'm not. I know you've called me an idiot, but I'm actually not an idiot.
Okay.
And
I mean, for someone to get this bent out of shape about, you know, fucking grass, it's just grass, you know? Who cares?
First of all, it's grass to you, perhaps, but what I'm telling you is that you called me 12 hours before someone's going to be digging up my lawn telling me you're going to do it. That, to me, is the most disingenuous and dishonest thing I can think of. But you're objecting to the water thing, okay? I'm objecting to being told what to do with 12 hours advance notice. I think that's incredibly poor form.
You don't have to do anything. We're doing it all for you, dummy.
I understand that, but I would have loved to have been heard about it.
Well, you don't always get what you want.
You big
crybaby, you don't always get what you want, all right?
You're really good at covering. You talk to your people who you work for who elected you, and you told me an idiot and a crybaby. Really?
Well, what? Does that really bother you that much?
Is this how you, in your professional career, is this how you treat other people? It must be a really...
Apparently,
pay off
yeah.
Great dividends for you.
Yep. It's awesome. But, yeah, you can whine all you want about it, but we're going to be taking the lawn tomorrow, and it's not a big deal. It's just a lawn. It's just grass. Just settle down, okay?
Well, no, actually, I'm not going to settle down, because when I move the rocks and put grass back in and go and with me and my fellow homeowners, we're going to be calling all the lawyers and we sue you guys for
oh,
it,
you
right?
Can't
taking
sue
your action and probably exceeding your authority, you'll all be addressing this personally. I'm sure you'll love paying those legal fees.
Oh, there's not going to be
sure
any legal
you'll
fees. You'll have to pay the legal fees because you'll lose.
Yeah, well, I'm very worried about that.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's a legal fee provision, by the way, in the homeowners association provisions.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Just shut up.
So, who is it? What is your name again?
My name is Roy.
Roy?
Mm-hmm.
And what's your last name, Roy?
Gerbel.
Just bear with me for a second.
Oh, God, I don't even want you to write down my name. Just write it down after I hang up, okay? I gotta go. I got other people to call.
Last name point,
I have other people to call. I gotta go.
I'm just asking you to spell your name for me. I know you're on the board.
That's Gerbil.
Gerbil.
Have a nice day, sir. Bye. I wish I would have heard Stalin without the charm. Go wash your vagina. That would have been a perfect way to end the call. But no, I wasn't watching the chat room. Stupid me. Okay, that's a pretty good first call for this list, right? I'm kind of happy with that one. That was fun. Jeez. Boo-hoo, my lawn. Oh, and by the way, that was Illegal Smile's idea. I'm going to remove it from my list now because it's been done, and I'm very happy with the results on that one.
Hello.
Hello, Mary.
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy Gerbel from the Homeowners Association.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing tonight?
Okay.
Thanks. Oh, that's good to hear. I just needed to let you know that my wife, she kicked me out of the house tonight, and I need a place to stay. I was wondering if I could, if you have a spare bedroom there.
No, we don't.
Oh, you don't? Not like nothing? Like not even a couch for a few days? You know I'm with the Homeowners Association, right? Did you hang up? Ma'am? That was Matt92's idea. I want to do that one again. That one needs to happen. I mean, I probably not going to have much better reaction than that, but could at least try a couple more times.
We cannot take your call right now. Please leave your name and number. I will get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you, have a great day.
Aww, that was so damn cute. He had the whole family gather around the machine. My heart is so warmed right now from listening to that.
Hello?
Hi, Robin?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Hi.
Hi. I just needed to let you know my wife, she kicked me out of the house tonight, and I was wondering if you guys might have a spare bedroom?
No, sorry.
Well, you know, just for a couple nights.
No, sorry. I don't know who this is.
A couch? This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Sorry. Goodbye.
What do you mean, sorry? You're not... All right, I'll never do that one again. That was Matt92's idea. I'm going to move on to the next thing to do now. Since I only get an answer every 10th call.
Hello?
Hello, Paula?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you doing tonight?
Good, good, thanks.
That's good. I just needed to let you know, my son, he's getting married this coming weekend. And you're invited to the wedding.
Wait, what? Who is this then?
My name is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
The Homeowners Association where I live?
Correct, yeah. With Homeowners Association.
Yeah, and why am I invited to the wedding?
Well, I just thought it'd be the nice thing to do because we're neighbors. I live over on Glenshire Way. So if you'd like...
I don't know you, though.
Okay, well, I'm just being neighborly. If you'd like to come to my son's wedding, you're more than welcome to.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, but you're not going to come?
We won't even... No, we're not going to be here this weekend.
Well, you know, like, when someone invites you to a wedding, it's customary if you can't make it to give a gift.
Are you kidding me?
No, of course
not.
Is
this a joke? Seriously?
No, I'm not kidding at all.
How'd you get my number?
Well, it's here in the computer. I'm here at the main office here for the Homeowners Association. And I just thought I'd invite some of the people in the neighborhood to my son's wedding.
Well, I'm sorry I can't come, and I don't know who you are, so I don't think I'm going to buy a gift. Sorry.
Well, no, you have to buy a gift, because it's customary. Okay. Like, what, are you a cheapskate?
Yeah, I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Well, apparently Bye-bye. You don't. You're not even going to buy a gift. That was Heisenberg's idea. Thanks, Heisenberg. That lady doesn't care about anyone but her own family. So selfish.
Hello.
Hi, Lenny.
Yes.
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I was sleeping on your lawn last night. And it was really bumpy, like the lawn, it's just like, it's not very flat, it's very uneven and bumpy.
What do you mean you were sleeping on it?
Huh?
What do you mean you were sleeping on it?
I fell asleep on your lawn last night, because I was just out there looking up at the stars and everything, but then I fell asleep. Over on Montague Court. So, damn it. All right, I'm going to call him right back.
Hello?
And what I my chiropractor says that you're responsible for my medical bills. Because it was your lawn and it's your fault and it happened on your property. Sir, hello, Lenny? Lenny? Hello? All right. Nope, Lenny's not going to pay my chiropractor bills. Whatever, Lenny. All right, next.
Hello?
Hello, Christina?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we're turning the entire neighborhood into kind of a giant golf course. And your property is actually, your backyard is going to be one of the greens for like the eighth hole.
Okay.
So we're going to need you to get some AstroTurf in your backyard. And we'll provide the flag and the hole and everything.
But, get some AstroTurf?
Yeah, and you're going to need to maintain the yard, you know, really, really well. You're not going to be able to step on it anymore because it's a green. And it's just for golfers from now on.
Uh-huh. That's nice. Well, I can't guarantee that because I have a soccer player and a baseball and football player, so they're going to be playing on that?
No, they need to stay the fuck off the lawn. They can play on the front lawn. But not the back lawn.
We don't have a front lawn if you've seen my house.
Well, okay, they can play on a neighbor's lawn, but your backyard is going to be the green for the eighth hole.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, I'm sure I'll get a letter from the HOA about this. They sent me one about everything else, so I'm afraid if I put some green turf down, I'll for sure get fined for it.
Oh, no, it's fine. We're giving you permission.
Okay. Well, I should let you speak to my husband, that he's in charge of buying that stuff.
I don't really want to talk to him. Me and him.
Well, hold on for a moment.
No, we don't get along.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Hirsch.
Yes.
I'm just calling from the Homeowners Association. This is Roy.
Yes, Roy. What's happening?
Well, we're turning your backyard, we're turning the entire neighborhood into a big golf course, basically. And your backyard's going to be the green.
Okay.
For the eighth hole.
Okay.
And we're going to have to ask you not to walk in the backyard anymore.
For how long?
Forever. It's a golf course.
Okay. I mean, based on all the dues I have, I can't even go in my backyard. Boy, that's terrible.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
And if you do, we're going to know about it, because it's going to be obvious. We'll be able to tell. We'll see the footprints and everything.
Do you have any cameras out there, or what?
We will, yeah.
Okay. What's the fine if I do that?
Maybe you shouldn't. Just don't do it, and you won't have to worry about it, okay?
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's all.
And what's your name?
This is Roy Zerbel.
Roy Zerbel.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You got a telephone number so I can call you back?
It's on your caller ID.
Okay. And you called me for what reason?
I already told you. Don't you remember? Are you on drugs or something?
Some, yeah. Why?
I don't know. You're having a hard time remembering things that I just told you a second ago.
Uh-huh. You want to come over here and tell me about it? You know where I live. Why don't you come on and tell me about it?
No, I don't want to come over there. I want to come into your hobo house.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, it's been a pleasure.
All right.
I'd like to see your house.
Okay.
It must be a nice one, right?
All right, tough guy. Nice. All right, tough guy.
All right, have a nice night.
All right. Bye. The hell was that laugh? Sound like the evil guy from Billy Madison. That was his laugh. That guy stole it from him. Thanks, Matt92, for that idea about the golf course.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Aftfee?
Who's calling?
This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Homeowners Association. What
else? Hello?
Hi, Mr. Atfee?
It's Billy. This is Billy.
Oh, okay, whatever. This is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And I needed to let you know that my son, he's getting married this weekend. And you're invited to come to the wedding.
This is...
Yeah, I'm with the Homeowners Association with... And my son, he's getting married this weekend on Saturday.
Ah, okay. Okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you, and you're invited to the wedding. Can you make it to the wedding?
Thank you. No, unfortunately, we had some
conflict. What are you doing? What are you doing on Saturday?
We are invited a farewell party to.
I know, but this is my son's wedding.
I'm sorry. I cannot attend.
Okay. Well, you know, it's customary for you to buy a gift if you've been invited to a wedding and you're not going to come.
No, this is not our customs.
Oh no, this is not our these are our customs. You need to buy a gift for my son for his wedding. My son and his wife.
No, thank you. I'm not interested.
No, you have to. It's the rules. It's the homeowners association rules.
Is that so?
And you'll get a fine if you don't buy a wedding for at least $200 for my son.
That doesn't sound like the rules of the association I have.
Oh, have you ever read the entire contract?
Yeah, I will read them. I will read them. Thank you.
Oh, you better.
Thank you.
But I mean, also, it's just a nice thing to do. Make him pay for the wedding. I should have done that.
Hello?
Hi, Stuart?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to be building a freeway over the top of your house.
Okay, who is this really?
No, I'm really with the Homeowners Association. And your chimney is too tall. It needs to be lowered by about 6 inches so the freeway
can... That's interesting. We don't have a chimney.
Hey, you shut up, bitch, because it's not about you. It's me. The men are talking here, okay? You get back in the kitchen. Stuart, are you there? Stuart? All right. That one didn't work out. That was sort of Acid Pez's idea. He wanted me to tell them they have to sell their house. I want to tell some more people I slept on their lawns. That never gets old.
Hello?
Hi, Jeff?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over here on Glenshire Way.
Okay.
And I was sleeping in your backyard last night. And you know your ground is, like, really bumpy? You know how it's, like, just really bumpy?
You were sleeping in my backyard?
Yeah.
Why were you sleeping in my backyard? Who is this?
My name's Roy. I live over on Glenshire Way. I just walk in the neighborhood, and I was looking at the stars in your backyard, and I fell asleep. But, your backyard, it's super bumpy. Like, it's really hard on the back. So I went to the chiropractor.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Your backyard is very bumpy, and I went to the chiropractor today. I love that idea. That idea is from Jasper Flex, the whole sleeping on your lawn and it's too bumpy thing. So thank you for that one, Jasper Flex.
Hello?
Hi, June?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Montague Court.
Yeah?
And last night, I was sleeping in your backyard, on the lawn, on the grass.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have a backache, because your yard is very bumpy.
You are what, in my backyard?
I was sleeping last night. I slept in your backyard.
Why do you sleep in our backyard?
Yeah, I fell asleep while I was looking at the stars.
I don't understand what you're talking about. What is this about? Okay, bye.
What? Okay, bye. That's a good way to deal with a communication issue.
Hi, this is Mike.
And this is Nanette.
We're sorry. We're not home right now.
But please leave your name, phone number, and brief message, and we'll return your call as soon as possible.
Thanks.
I want to call that back. I want a recording of that for the show. That was so cute. Here it comes, you guys.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Michael?
Yes?
This is Roy. I live kind of close by over on Montague Court.
Okay.
And last night, I was sleeping in your back lawn, in your backyard.
What?
And, like, you know how your backyard's really bumpy and kind of, it's kind of like on an incline, sort of?
You were sleeping in my backyard?
Yes, sir.
Why were you doing that?
Well, I was just looking at the stars at first, but it was really late at night, and I fell asleep. So I kept sleeping, and I woke up at about 6 in the morning.
Okay.
But anyway, I went to my chiropractor, and, you know, he had to fix my back and everything, and he says he thinks you should pay for the bills. That is just not going to work. And crap, I hung up, and I think he was picking back up as I hung up. So damn it, damn it, damn it. Whatever. And now we don't get to hear his machine again. People just don't like when you sleep in their backyard for some reason. We're almost finished, you guys. Show's almost over. But that's okay, because, what's her face? Neon. She's going to be doing a show tonight. I talked to her earlier. She promised she was going to be on the air tonight. She's going to start in about 90 minutes. It's going to be the best show ever tonight.
Hello?
Hello, Mary?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mary, this is Roy. I'm your neighbor. I live over on Glenshire Way.
Yeah?
And last night I was sleeping in your backyard. And you know how your backyard's really bumpy?
Wait, last night you were what?
I was sleeping in your backyard. I didn't mean to fall asleep, but I did, because I was just, like, laying there. I fell asleep. The alcohol...
Wait, can you hold on a second?
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Don?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Roy. I live nearby you. I'm over on Glenshire Way, also, just down the street.
I have no idea who you are.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter. I was asleep in your backyard last night. And you know how, like, your yard's kind of bumpy? Like, you don't take care of it?
I have no clue who you are. I have no idea why you're calling me.
Okay.
But my yard is fine. And if you sleep in my backyard again, I'll end up calling the authorities because you shouldn't be sleeping in a yard.
Okay. Well, no, I'm trying to let you know about something.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I don't know who you are, and if you call again, I will call the authorities.
For what? I'm making a neighborly call. Jeez. I wonder if he's like that when a real neighbor calls him. I can't wait for that lawyer to figure out that the homeowners association isn't going to really rip up his lawn tomorrow. He's going to feel so dumb.
Hello.
Hi, Kimberly? Oh.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Oh, this isn't Larry. This is Roy.
Oh. No, weird. It came out as Larry.
Well, I'm at his house.
Are you looking
I'm at his house. We're
for
playing.
My husband?
Shut up. No, I'm at his house. We're playing pool right now.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to let you know that I was sleeping on your back lawn last night.
Why?
And, well, I was looking at the stars, and I was drinking, and I fell asleep. The alcohol makes me tired. But, your lawn, you know how it's really bumpy and kind of on an incline a little bit?
Not really.
Well, it is. It's like you don't take care of it very well. And it really hurt my back. Like, I woke up this morning with a really bad back. That's why I'm playing pool. It kind of helps with my back.
Uh-huh.
And my chiropractor says they think that you should pay the bill for me to go to the chiropractor today. What are you laughing for?
Because you have way too much time, and I'm actually working right now.
What are you working on?
So I'm going to say goodbye.
What are you working on, your kit?
Enjoy your poker game.
It's pool. It's not poker. I'm not a criminal.
No, pool. Goodbye.
I should just end it right there. That's the end of the live show. There were a few more calls that happened after that, but they really drug on, and they were boring, so I just cut those off. Because I thought it would be better to end on a call where some lady actually thought I was funny for once. That's all for this show. Thanks for listening, and be sure to support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. Because as we all know, when you do that, that makes tons and tons of shows happen every week. I mean, wow, compared to where we were last year, we're doing so many shows now. Patreon has sure made a difference. Also, add us on Facebook, facebook.com/phonelosers, twitter.com/phonelosers, youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and I don't know, just look in the show notes. There's a bunch of links to all the different social networks that you can add and be a part of. So do all that stuff, and you'll see extra things that you don't see during the shows happen in the world of PLA and crap. Okay, that's all. Bye, everyone.
Stupid kids with their desktops from Best Buy. Get pre-built computers with AOL and no Wi-Fi. They get these huge ass monitors that take up the whole desk. They look like something old from 1950 at their best. They think they're really playing Yahoo pool. Thinking they're geek gamers and listening to Tool. I hate to act superior, but what's not to diss? I bring the leak to the geek, unlike that MC Chris. I doubt they realize what a mod is or what's in it. Much less that a computer monitor isn't the limit. They think the further seeking goes an LCD. But you know my pointer's chilling on a TV screen. Playing Game Boy, Sega, or NES. On the TV screen, on my couch, chilling's the best. You know how I roll and my rolling motivation. Chilling in my room on the emulation station. I'm on a monitor probation. Video game simulation. Living room invasion. Geeky stimulation. Out of my room and away from my desk. Playing on the TV, Sega, and NES. I'm on a monitor probation. Video game simulation. Living room invasion. Geeky stimulation. Out of my room and away from my desk. Playing on the TV, Sega, and NES. So sit straight in your chair and keep up that good posture. I'm laying on my couch, throwing back a cold brew Foster. Sipping on Bacardi like I'm at a rapper party. While you're sitting at your desk playing Yahoo Chess. On the emulator playing every game of my desire. No system is a limit, this emulator's fire. If you were elite like T-Bite, you throw out your LCD and get an emulation station like Leak Geek Beat. Me and T-Bite have the geek all in the bag. We never have to frag, we never have lag. Our monitors are huge and our cases I stub. We give the leap to our beat, knuck if you buck. Cause I doubt you realize what a mod is or what's in it. Much less that a computer monitor isn't the limit. You think that further seeking goes an LCD, but here I go right now playing NES on my TV. I'm on a monitor probation, video game simulation, living room invasion, geeky stimulation. Out of my room and away from my desk, playing on the TV, Sega, and NES. I'm on a monitor probation, video game simulation, living room invasion, geeky stimulation. Out of my room and away from my desk, playing on the TV, Sega, and NES.